Perfect, and Lord Provost, Stuart, here at the V&A site showing Kengo Kuma around you, must be quite proud today.
Absolutely, really quite, very, very proud. Really, he's showing me around because he's the master of all of this, and it's incredible to have him here today. He's checking the quality of the work and the finishes, and it, really, you've seen it yourself. It's really just amazing, the whole thing. It'll be Dundee's answer to Sydney Opera House.
And the progress is a year on from when the work started, and it's really, you can sort of see the building coming to life.
You can see it coming to life. You can see how complex it is, all these curving and leaning walls. Very, very complex, but coming together very, very well, and really on progress, on target to finish when it was promised.
You think it's something that the people of Dundee will really appreciate once it's finished?
I think they'll really will appreciate the way it links with the water and the city. It's just incredible, and it will really be a wonderful place. Just come and look around, even the outside of the building without anything inside it is impressive. So I think it'll be great for the city.
And what's the reaction been like from people who've been here today?
I think everybody here is quite amazed at the speed of the progress. You don't realise from the city side just how much progress is being made or how big the scale of the operation is. But it's coming together very well.
Yeah, being inside it, I suppose that maybe puts it in a bit of perspective.
It gives you a sense of scale when you're inside. It's like entering an old castle, which looks quite small from the outside, but once you're inside, it's stunning just how much space there is. And you've seen it yourselves, it's really quite amazing. It's a large building, and most of the public areas will be up on the first floor, so the views from the building itself will be quite stunning.
So, I mean, what's the next step from here?
Well, you mean the actual building side? On the building side, it'll keep going up as the year progresses until it's the same height as the main towers are at the moment. And then you'll really see the shape. And once the roof is on and all the scaffolding and supports away, the building will emerge from its cocoon of scaffolding. It'll look fantastic.
Sorry. Do you mind if I ask a couple of questions again? Because it doesn't record properly. Sorry about that. So, I mean, just an amazing building today then?
Absolutely fantastic.